So let's review. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah. Niktam Reishai, if its top was clipped off, or Nifritzu Olav, its leaves were torn off, Eishahoya Navav Merubes Mi Olav, Pasul, or its berries outnumbered its leaves, it is Pasul. V'miyaton Kasher, if it reduced the number of berries, it is Kasher. However, V'emimaitim Yamtim, this may not be done on Yamtim. The Gemara first cites a Braisa which teaches, Niktam Reishai V'Olsabay Tamara Kasher, if a bud grew on the spot where it was clipped, it is kosher. Rabbi Yirmiya then asks, Niktam Reishai Mi'erev Yamtiv V'Olsabay Tamara B'Yamtiv Mahu. If a hadus that was Niktam Reishai before Yamtiv grew a bud during Yamtiv, is it valid or not? The essence of the question is, Yesh Dichu Etzel Mitzvahs Oiloi. Do mitzvahs become permanently rejected or not? Rashi explains, when the bud grows before Yom Tov, it becomes kosher. As taught in the Braisa, there is no issue of dichui, because there is no concept of rejection before it becomes a chifetz shel mitzvah, an object of a mitzvah. However, when the bud only grows on Yom Tov, there is an issue of dichui, because at the onset of Yom Tov, when the hadas became a chifetz shel mitzvah, it was possible because of niktam reishai. Therefore, if we hold yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs, it remains possible even though the cause of the psul no longer exists. If we hold Ein Duch Ezel Mitzvahs, it can now become kosher. A possible resolution from Kisa Adam is inconclusive, and the Shaila remains unresolved, Tekri. The Gemara next says, Lemi Ketanoi, perhaps this Shaila is a Machlekes Tanoim. The Mishnah says, Ve'eimim Maitim B'Yamtiv, one may not remove disqualifying berries from the Hadas on Yamtiv to make it usable. The Braisa says, Ava V'Loktin Pasal, Divir Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Tzadik, V'Acham Achshirin. If he did remove them, Blazer Bar Tzadik says it is pasul, and Acham say it is kasher. Now, we could simply explain their machlekes as follows. Blazer Bar Tzadik holds yesh dicha etzel mitzvahs, therefore it remains pasul. The Acham hold ein dicha etzel mitzvahs, therefore it becomes kosher. However, the Gemara says that there are two other explanations of this machlekes, according to which we can say that all agree ein dicha etzel mitzvahs, and the reason why Avav Elokten pasul is because of tasav lemin asli. You shall make it and not use something which already made. Those mitzvahs that require anasiya, something to be made, must be done initially in a way that is valid to fulfill the mitzvah. If the item in question was made in an invalid way and then fixed, it remains pasul. Now, the source of tasav lemin asli is in the parsha of Sukkah, where the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is tasloch. This was discussed at length earlier on Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Yud Beis. The question is, do we learn lulav from Sukkah? Therefore, we can explain the machlekes as follows. Blazer Bar Tzadik says it is pasul because he holds yalfinu lulav misukkah. We do learn lulav from sukkah, and the psul of tasav lemin asli applies to lulav as well. Whereas the chacham say it is kasher because they hold lo yalfinu lulav misukkah. We do not learn lulav from sukkah, and the psul of tasav lemin asli does not apply to lulav. Now, tasav lemin asli can only apply if we hold lulav tzarech eged. The lulav must be bound with the hadasim arabis, which is the asiya that must be done, b'kashrus. Therefore, the Gemara offers a second explanation, that this is actually the machlokes. Blazer Bar Tzadik says it is possible because he holds lulav tzarech eged, and therefore tasav lemin asli applies. The Chacham say it is kasher because they hold lulav ein tzarech eged, and therefore tasav lemin asli cannot apply because there is nothing to be done. The Gemara then cites a braisa where we see that there actually is a machlokes whether lulav tzarech eged. The Tanya, lulav bein eged, Bein she'ein agad kasher. Tanakama holds lulav ein tzarech agad. Binding the three species together is not required. Yehuda Omer, agad kasher, she'ein agad pasul. Yehuda holds lulav tzarech agad. Binding them is required. And one is not yotze otherwise. Yehuda's source is Gzeir Shava. Regarding the Arba meaning of the pasuk says, Lekachtem lechem b'yem harishon. And in Mitzrayim, when they put the dam on the doorpost, the pasuk says, Lekachtem agudas izas. Ma'lahal naguda, avkan aguda. Both require a bundle. Rabbanan les l'kicha l'kicha, the Tanakhama does not learn this Gezer Shava. However, the Gemara adds that, indeed, according to the Tanakhama, it's not required, and one is yetz without binding, but like l'ketchila, it is preferred to bind it. U'mishum mitzvahs zekele bameo, to beautify the mitzvah. Regarding the issue of dichui, the Gemara concludes that, indeed, we could not resolve that in dichui etzel mitzvahs, and perhaps yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs. However, that is only where it was initially kosher and became pasul. We could possibly say that since it was rejected, it remains invalid. But we did resolve that dichu me'ikar lo have a dichu. If it was pasul at the outset, it can become kosher when the cause of psul no longer exists because it was never rejected. The Gemara next discusses another aspect of the removal of berries from the Hadas on Yom Tov. The Mishnah says, V'eimim ayitim b'Yom Tov. One may not remove disqualifying berries from the Hadas on Yom Tov to make it usable. The Gemara here quotes a brisa that this is actually a machlokes. Tarabon, eimim ayitim b'Yom Tov, Mishim Rulazar Reb Shimon amim ayitim. Rulazar Reb Shimon says that we may remove the berries. The Gemara asks, V'hokum asakin mana b'Yom Tov. He's doing a malach of repairing, as Rashi explains, Shahya pasul o'machshirei. Initially, the Gemara answers, Kugoyin shalokten la'achila, that the berries were removed for eating and not to repair the hadas. The resulting repair is a davashein miskaven, an unintentional act, and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, holds like his father, Rebbe Shimon, who says, davashein miskaven mutter, such an action is permitted. However, this is insufficient, because this is a psik reshe, an inevitable result, which is prohibited. Later, the Gemara answers, Hachem ayaskinon de'isle yishan achriti. Rebbe Shimon only permits removing the berries on Yom Tov when he has other hadasim, and he does not need this one for the mitzvah, in which case Rashi explains, it is not considered a repair.